NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is calling for a federal equivalent to a BC rental housing acquisition fund that he says is helping to retain affordable housing. On Sunday, Singh praised BC's $500 million rental protection fund, which helps nonprofit groups purchase rental buildings. "We want to force the Liberal government to bring that in an upcoming budget," he said, standing in front of an Esquimalt rental building that was recently preserved as affordable housing. Luma Native Housing is buying the 16-unit Carey Street building through low-interest financing and a $3 million contribution from the Rental Protection Fund. Singh said that for every new affordable unit that's being built, 11 existing affordable homes are being lost. Maha Tate, Souk Mayor and NDP candidate for Esquimalt Sanich Souk, said that half of the inventory in Esquimalt was bought up by corporate landlords in just 1 year. The average monthly rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Esquimalt has risen to more than $2,000, she said. "Everyone I speak with tells me about the pressure they're facing in finding an affordable place to rent," she said. "Those that have a reasonably priced place are consistently worried about a building being sold and that they may be forced out." Kira Adams moved back in with her parents in Esquimalt a few months ago after she was renovicted from her one-bedroom apartment in Vernon by her building's new Vancouver-based owners. "They basically bullied us all out," she said, adding that she was paying $750 a month in rent and the new landlords wanted to double it. "It's kind of sad. I'm almost 30 and I'm back with mom and dad," Adams said. "It sucked that I had no other choice." Singh said the federal government should, at a minimum, be able to match BC's $500 million fund, adding he also wants to see more affordable homes being built. "But if we're building homes and also losing what we have that's affordable, we're never going to win this fight." Victoria MP Laurel Collins said the federal NDP has been pushing for a federal equivalent of the Rental Protection Fund for some time. "Rents are astronomical here in Victoria and people are struggling," she said. "I think everyone's feeling the squeeze." The three federal opposition leaders were in BC in the past week speaking to their supporters. Singh toured the island, visiting a string of communities on eastern Vancouver Island and in the capital region. Green Party leaders Elizabeth May and Jonathan Pedneau were in Campbell River and Nanaimo. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre spoke at the Vancouver Board of Trade on Friday and was in the Okanagan on Saturday. In Kelowna, he said he would use federal infrastructure funding as an incentive for cities to permit an annual 15% increase in home building. "Those that beat the target will get bonuses. Those that miss it will pay a fine." Poilievre told the Times columnist in November that he wants governments to get out of the way in home building and to speed up permitting processes. Midge Lowe at TimesColumnist.com. With files from Castanet.